The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Belinda is an eco warrior, if you haven't joined us before, or an eco warrior.
Maybe both.
Yeah, an eco warrior, what, you just repeat yourself? Attack, 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 attack. All right, Belinda, what are fugitive monkeys?
All right, so last Thursday there was a breakout at the Tierpark Zoo in Berlin, and Obi the Capuchin monkey, who's 17 years old, and her six-year-old daughter Philippa broke out of their new enclosure. Philippa was arrested on Thursday.
Oh, why?
Right. But her mommy, the 17-year-old fugitive, believe it or not, was arrested, or caught, shall we say, at a railway station in Berlin, and then returned to be reunited with her daughter. Truth is stranger than fiction. So the Berlin Zoo, but these things are humorous, but they bring to our attention this niggle that we always have over, are zoos the right place for wildlife? They've redesigned the enclosure, and they say reunited. Clearly, that little family did not want to be in the zoo in the first place, and now they've put even stronger security measures in place.
Oh, but then if we start that conversation, where does it end? You know, should we keep dogs? And if we keep dogs, shouldn't they run free in the street?
Should it's we, a very should difficult one. The dogs have been domesticated. And these monkeys are kept in enclosures, however benign they seem to be, or benevolent. A zoo is a zoo. So it's, I mean, it's a very loaded question. But I've been following this story, and I was a bit sad that they were separated and they didn't know where the mommy was. But on the other hand, it tugged at my heartstrings when I heard that they had both been, well, I felt, arrested and brought back to captivity.
Were they fingerprinted?
Probably. One was going to now hitchhike or catch a ride at the railway station. It was a commuter railway station, not a cargo one.
Oh, my God.
It's quite complicated to take a train, if you think about it. It's not all that simple.
What was that movie? I'm trying to think of what that movie was, where the two women get into a car and they become fugitives. If you know, let us know. Goodness. What did you say it was, Simon?
I didn't. I'm wrong. It's not it.
Selma something.
Something.
Oh, Selma and Louise.
Selma.
That's the one with a happy ending.
Okay. All right. But you know, it doesn't get less strange. So Simon, you thought that it was quite strange that Pig Casso has become so popular, but it becomes stranger. And I think that our species, the humans, are even more weird than the beautiful animal world.
Yes, can we talk about fake birds?
Exactly. What I'm about to tell you stretches all credibility and every fake news alarm in your bone marrow. And this is true.
Okay. And all right. So let's talk about fake birds, Belinda. Yeah,
not even a bobomyser. So conspiracy theories have really taken off over the last few years. And this one for me has reached the wackiest stakes of all. There is a young man. Well, he's now only about 21, Peter McIndoe, who founded the Birds Aren't Real movement.
Which and actually, become a meme. Yeah.
Right. So now this young man, who has only been on this earth for 21 years, claims that it started with, well, even before, but John Kennedy's assassination was because he refused to kill and replace birds with drones. So he was assassinated by the CIA. His followers say that the CIA took out 12 billion birds between 1959 and 1971 and replaced them with avian-like robots to surveil Americans. So their government issued drones. Now, the avian fraternity has actually responded with great humor to the situation and said, this is great because now we can open up a whole new discussion around birds. But some of these segments were really, really humorous, because there was a segment purporting to be from Fox News that said, why don't we see baby pigeons anymore? when did you see a baby pigeon? It's come to Cape Town.
I wonder how that's working out for him. Like, I wonder how institutional life is working out for him, this guy.
Oh, no, he's still sitting on 4chan.
He's rich.
It's all started on 4chan.
Yes.
Which is like 4chan in the dark web.
Yeah, exactly. He has found a way to give purpose to the purposeless, which is what conspiracy theory is about. And he sells merchandise, so he's doing very, very well. He's got so many followers on Instagram, Twitter. They've even got a YouTube page. And what is sad? So we laugh, but it is sad that he has so many followers who really, really buy into this and believe that there are no more birds and they're being observed 24/7 by the drones.
So it's actually, yeah, the whole thing is actually set out. It's in 6 steps and we are actually at step number 6. The fact that we're talking about this on a radio station with over 100,000 listeners.